This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to call Senate Local Government to order. Can we have our pages come forward and tell us a little bit about themselves this morning? Wow. You can all come up and talk to us.
Good morning. My name is Sarah Key. I'm from White River High School, and this fall I'll be studying political science and fashion design at the University of Hawaii.
Hawaii. Wow, that's impressive.
I'm Hannah Gates. I'm from Pier, and I go to Tia Friggs High School. And I won't decide until May, but I might go to school at USD for an undecided major.
Thank you. The two of you?
We're just observing.
Well, come forward, please.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Spire. I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota, attending Stevens High School, and this fall I plan on attending University of Minnesota.
Good for you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Andrew Rasmussen. I am from Brookings, and next year I'll be attending SDSU for political science.
Very good. Thank you for being here. Welcome to all of our internet listeners this morning, and with that I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senator Kamak. Excused. Ewing.
Here.
Killer.
Here.
Maher.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Youngberg.
Here.
Langer. We have a quorum.
I believe we have minutes to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
A motion by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Youngberg for our minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Our minutes are approved. Remind everyone to sign in this morning if you're going to testify, and make sure your cell phones are turned off. Our first bill this morning is House Bill 1161, revise certain references to the International Building Code, and I would entertain proponent testimony. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. I don't want to put any pressure on this committee, but we did have almost this exact same bill lineup in the House, and I timed it, and they did five consent calendar bills in 19 minutes. So if somebody wants to start the timer. This is a bill, 1161 is a bill that we ask to be brought forward about every 3 years, and all it does is update the reference to the building code so that we can consider the most updated and recent version. The building code tries to keep up with new technologies and just better ways of doing things. The reason we have to bring it forward every year is because to just say the most recent version is apparently an unlawful delegation of legislative power, and so we would ask for your support.
Thank you. Further proponents, 1161. Seeing none, is there any opponents? Again, seeing none, I'll waive rebuttal and open up to committee discussion and or action. Senator Ewing.
I would have a question before we make any motions or anything. And I would be
Senator afraid. Maher.
Yvonne, or Ms. Taylor, in years past, when we've passed this, there's been little hidden gems in there that cause a lot of angst and discussion. One of them was dealing with sprinkler systems. Do you remember that discussion from about 4 years ago when we went to pass this bill? And in there was all the sprinkler systems that they wanted to put into all the housing up in Terry Peak and Deadwood, anybody that rented out a house. What else is going to be hidden in there when we pass this?
Madam Chairman, I remember that vividly. I don't believe that was necessarily tied to this update of the building code, but that was a provision of the building code that they were going to try and enforce. I think it was in Rapid City or out in the hills. And that language is on page 2, line 9, 19, 20, 21, 22. That was why that language is added in that circumstance that you're talking about.
But there's nothing, Madam Chair, but to your knowledge, there's nothing that's going to be somewhat similar that will unintentionally hurt someone out there.
Madam Chairman, no one is required to adopt these building codes, and when they adopt them, if you look at all of the language, and I think all three of these sections, the governing body may amend, modify, or delete any portion.
Okay.
And they don't have to update to begin with or adopt them at all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Further committee discussion. Senator Ewing.
I would
Move do pass on this highly complicated bill.
I have a motion from Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Youngberg. Discussions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Please call the roll.
Senator Kamak, excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Pass.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
This bill will be sent to the floor if they do pass. Motion, further action. Senator Youngberg.
I move 1161 consent calendar.
Second.
Motion and a second for consent. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This will be placed in our consent calendar. Next bill up is House Bill 1163. Ms. Taylor, are you prepared to do this one as well? Okay, I will entertain proponent testimony at this time. This is revised certain provisions regarding municipal publication deadlines. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. My apologies, I didn't see that Senator Kamak had been called away. This one deals with, we have three sections of law. Two of them are contained within this bill. The deadlines didn't line up. And so what this bill simply does is make the deadlines match. You'll see that we are going from the current scheme is the municipality has 5-7 days to get something to the newspaper. The newspaper has 30 days under one of these sections, but under a different section of law has 10 days to publish those minutes. And so we went, actually working with the Newspaper Association, to clarify that the first section of this bill, the newspaper must publish within 12 business days, and the municipality must get it to the newspaper within 5 business days. And so that's simply what the bill does.
Thank you. Further proponents? Seeing none, is there any opponents? Again, seeing none, I will waive rebuttal and open up to committee discussion and or action. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move do pass on House Bill 1163.
Second.
I have a do pass motion by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Youngberg. Discussions on that motion? Seeing none, we have a do pass motion. I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Kamak, excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
6-1 excused.
That do pass motion will go to the floor. It further action.
Madam Chair, I move 1163 to the consent calendar.
Second.
Motion and a second for the consent calendar. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This will be placed on our consent calendar. All right. I'm not sure if we have anybody here for 1168. I think we'll move to 1178. Provide a penalty for the failure to complete timely audits by certain entities. I'll entertain proponent testimony. Good morning, Representative Shane Fish.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Kyle Shane Fish, Representative for District 19. 1178 creates a penalty for failure to complete a timely audit, defines when an audit is considered timely, and causes a notice to be published in a government entity's official newspaper when they fail to complete a timely audit. Under this bill, an audit will be considered timely if the audit report is submitted to the Department of Legislative Audit not later than 18 months at the end of the entity's fiscal year. Penalty is $10 a day. The penalty may be waived by the Attorney General for good cause. The bill covers the entities listed in Section 1, which are the entities required to have audits under their respective statutes listed. The bill idea came as a result of several situations that were run into at the accounting firm I worked for. A couple that really stick out is an entity that had gone 6 years without an audit, and they decided to hire us, and we came in and did 3 2-year audits over the course of a year. Another place we came to, we were hired for a 2-year audit. When we got there, we realized they did not have audits done for 5 previous years, and they had enough revenue to reach the threshold where an audit would have been required. There have been a few more situations where financial persons at the entity have put off scheduling auditors or changing the dates and putting off audits. Sometimes the entity did not get the needed records to the auditors in a timely manner. Over the years, we've come across numerous payroll violations and sales tax issues that have resulted in penalties and interest payments to the IRS and the state. The longer that goes on, the worse it is for the local government. This bill passes, there will be clear guidelines for when an audit needs to be completed. Auditors and the entities will be aware of the dates and plan accordingly. longer the time passes, more difficult an audit can become for a variety of reasons. When auditors make inquiries of personnel, it can be more difficult for them to remember something that has happened long ago. Sometimes the prior financial person has taken on another job so that when the auditors come, the new person is not familiar with what has transpired in the prior period. Bill is not retroactive. It will take effect for audit period starting June 30 of 2018. Bill will be good for the auditors, the entities, and most of all the taxpayers, and 1178 does have the support of the South Dakota CPA Society. I ask for your support of HB 1178. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of committee. David Bordewijk, registered lobbyist, South Dakota Newspaper Association. We just rise in support of House Bill 1178, a good transparency bill, protecting the public's right to know, and urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Is there any opponents? Seeing none, I will waive rebuttal and open up to committee questions, discussion, and or action. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move due pass on House Bill 1178.
Second.
I have a motion, due pass motion on House Bill 1178 by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Youngberg. Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, I'd ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Kamak, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Lang.
We have a unanimous due pass. Senator Youngberg.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 1178 to consent.
Second.
Motion and a second for consent. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This will be placed in our consent calendar. All right, we're going to move on to House Bill 1183, revise the deadline for the certification of certain municipal ballot language to the county auditor. I'll entertain proponent testimony. Representative York.
We're just fighting over this one.
Yes, that's just fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Nancy York representing this District 5. Very simple bill. Hopefully not to ruin your record this morning of brevity. So this is a one-word change in the laws for the preparing of the ballots. And the auditors, they're the people that do the work putting the ballots together, would like to have the information on and the language in by the first Tuesday of August rather than the second. Just a little bit more of a time change. Okay.
Thank you. Further proponents. Good morning again.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. When a municipality has either an initiated or a referred measure, it either goes to the general, it can go to the regular municipal election or the general election, whichever one is earlier, or we can call for a special election. But when it goes to the general election, we have to have that information to the county auditor. They would like to have it a week earlier to let them meet all their publication and notice and absentee ballot. Provisions, and so we would urge your support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? Seeing none, is there any opponents? Again, seeing none, I will waive rebuttal and open it up to committee discussion and or action. Senator Ewing.
Madam Chair, I would move due pass on House Bill 1183.
Second.
I have a due pass motion by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Youngberg. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, I would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Kamak, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
6-1 excused.
That motion will go to the floor as a due pass. Senator Youngberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 1183 to consent.
Second.
Motion and a second for consent. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That will be placed on our consent calendar. The last bill of the day is House Bill 1168, revised certain provisions regarding the abandonment or dissolution of television translator districts. I would entertain proponent testimony. Good morning, Representative Lake.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. I'm finding out that the appropriations is not near as efficient as all the rest of the committees. When I think I'm third on the list, and I figured this might be an hour or so. But you guys are wheeling through things. Very good. Thank you. Okay, yes, John Lake, District 23. What I bring before you today, House Bill 1168, first to make sure that everybody understands, I think everybody does, the difference between like a transmission tower and a translator tower. What a translator tower is it collects the transmission towers, CBS, ABC, back 40 years ago, they would put it out. The translator tower would then receive that signal and then redistribute that signal locally. There's still a lot of translator towers around in certain remote areas, maybe in Sioux Falls and stuff. It's pretty much TV, but the need for them has waned a lot. And while we call them free TV, it's really not free TV. When you get into rural areas, when they put these things together, somebody had to pay for that translator tower to put it back out there. And them groups were usually, sometimes it was just housing groups, but many times it was counties or cities, or in the particular case I'll talk about to you today, it was a group of counties that put it together. So this bill tries to solve a problem that I think might be the only problem in the United States that we can find. There's a multi-county translator district up in my district. There's five counties involved, and they put it together back in the early 70s, and it's costing them. They have two towers there now. There used to be more than that. There's down to two towers. One's not functional, but by their agreement, they have to keep at least one of them functional, and it's costing them about $30,000 a year. There are some requests to buy their towers, cellular companies and other ones that would they'd actually like to sell the towers to and be rid of it. By current code, to dissolve a translator district, you need signatures from 51% of the people in those districts, which is a pretty big ask, and that's why they've kept on doing this. It wasn't just worth the effort to try and do that. All this bill does, if you want to dissolve a translator district, if it's a one county district, it just has to be after a hearing. You can vote to dissolve the district, and you're done, and take it. If it, in the case of a multi county one, you have to have all five county commissions. Vote to dissolve it, even if four of them, one, it has to be acclamation, it has to be unanimous, all five of them do it, and then they would be able to dissolve the district, and then if there are any proceeds, what little they were, they would just distribute it back to the counties according to their voting records. So that's pretty much what the bill is, and I would encourage your support, and I'd stand by for questions.
Thank you. Further proponents? House Bill 1168. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, Steve Willard, the president of South Dakota Broadcasters, registered lobbyist. The TV stations operate the translator districts. I had to go back quite a ways to a couple of our older engineers to get a sense of the history. We haven't formed a translator district forever. Satellite television has kind of precluded the need. I think the bill makes a lot of sense, and it creates a way for the county, and in this case, multi-counties, to kind of expeditiously get rid of the district. We're supportive. There's no nefarious things going on. It just seems like a pretty good bill to us. And for somebody that is in the business, they all took a pretty good look and came to the same conclusion. So we'd sure support your passage this morning.
Thank you. Further proponents? Seeing none, is there any opponents? Again, seeing none, I will waive rebuttal and open it up to committee questions and or action. Senator Ewing.
I would move do pass on House Bill 1168.
Second.
I have a motion, do pass motion by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Youngberg. Discussions on that motion?
It looks like a good bill that's needed for these that are involved in it.
Further discussion? Seeing none, we have a do pass motion. I would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
We have a unanimous do pass motion. Further action. Senator Youngberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 1168 to consent.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to place on the consent calendar. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This will be placed on our consent calendar. Thank you, everyone. That concludes our agenda for this morning. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Senator Youngberg, seconded by Senator Ewing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.